In the day's other news, President Trump headed home to the impeachment fight in Washington after some final jabs at the NATO summit in London. He called Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau two-faced for mocking Mr. Trump to other leaders. Still, the alliance declared unity, at least on the issue of confronting Russia. We'll have the details after the news summary. New doubts arose today over a possible U.S.-China trade deal. Beijing sharply criticized the U.S. Congress over a bill blasting China's mass detention of ethnic Muslims. The measure threatens sanctions. China's foreign ministry warned that the move could affect overall relations, including the ongoing trade negotiations.
China maintains a consistent position on the trade issue. We believe only the spirits of equality and mutual respect can help us reach a mutually beneficial deal. But no one should underestimate our resolution to safeguard national sovereignty. Any attempt to hamper China's development using issues of Hong Kong or Xinjiang is just wishful thinking.
The Chinese also objected to President Trump, suggesting yesterday that a trade deal might be delayed until after the 2020 presidential election. Today, Mr. Trump said the trade talks were going very well. Meanwhile, the trade agreement Mr. Trump reached with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will take effect in January after it won approval in the Japanese parliament today. The deal was agreed to in September, easing Japanese tariffs on U.S. farm products. Further talks may address a U.S. tariff on cars imported from Japan. Top officials in Iran urged today that jailed protesters be treated with what they called Islamic mercy. The jailings came during a crackdown on demonstrations over gas price hikes. In a televised speech, President Hassan Rouhani claimed again that the U.S. helped foment the protests, but he said some who took part were innocent.
Those who were not guilty in this regard, or those whose crime is not major, they have to be treated with mercy and they should be released.
Separately, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that protesters who were killed should be considered martyrs if they had no role in instigating the unrest. He urged that their families be compensated. Amnesty International says that at least 200 people were killed by security forces. The European Union announced today that it will likely miss its target for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The bloc has been aiming for a 40% reduction by 2030, compared with 1990 levels. Today, EU environmental officials said the cut will be closer to 30%. Back in this country, the Roman Catholic Bishop of Buffalo, New York, resigned over his handling of alleged sexual misconduct by clergy. Bishop Richard Malone said that the diocese would be better served by someone else. The Vatican had just finished an investigation into the abuse allegations. The Buffalo diocese is named in 220 lawsuits over the claims. U.S. Attorney General William Barr drew fire today for his latest comments on policing. In a speech on Tuesday, he said that Americans should stop protesting against police and show them more respect. He warned that those who do not back local officers could wind up doing without their services.
They have to start showing more than they do the respect and support that law enforcement deserves. And if communities don't give that support and respect, they may find themselves without the police protection they need.
Barr did not specify which communities he meant, but civil liberties and human rights activists charged that he was targeting minorities and others who protest police brutality and racially motivated misconduct. Georgia's Republican governor tapped business executive Kelly Loeffler today to fill a U.S. Senate seat. She replaces fellow Republican Johnny Isaacson, who has Parkinson's disease and is resigning at month's end. Congressman Doug Collins also wanted the Senate seat. He is one of President Trump's biggest supporters. As the Senate gets a new member, the U.S. House is losing another veteran. Democrat Denny Heck of Washington State announced today he's retiring. He said his work on the House Intelligence Committee and the impeachment inquiry had worn him down. Heck is the ninth House Democrat not to seek re-election, along with 20 Republicans. Former President Jimmy Carter is back home in Plains, Georgia tonight after his latest hospital stay. He had been treated for a urinary tract infection. Just last month, he had surgery to relieve pressure on the brain from bleeding caused by a fall. Mr. Carter is 95 years old. And on Wall Street, stocks recouped some of their losses from recent days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 147 points to close at 27,649. The Nasdaq rose 46 points, and the S&P 500 added 19. Still to come on the NewsHour, NATO at a crossroads. President Trump meets with allies at a contentious moment. The new Trump administration rule that will bar hundreds of thousands of people from receiving food stamps. And on the hunt for one of Earth's surprising climate change winners, wild mushrooms.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.